Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what I'm going to be covering in just a couple minutes is, why did it take 5 years to release and produce the movie Sound of Freedom? What is it an expose of? Everything that the government is promoting today. I went and took the time yesterday to go support Jim Caviezel in his efforts to put a stop to child trafficking, which is being advocated by your government, Americans. Just wanted to make clear. We're going to be talking about that, and I'm going to go through it line upon line, precept upon precept, in just a couple minutes here. I want to cover something that the Mockingbird Media just highlighted, talking about the military. If you're on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, subscribe to the Rumble feed. Subscribe to the Rumble feed and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. This is military heads appointed by your said representatives. And I know that you didn't sign up for this, but this is what they've taken it upon concerning assuming authority that was never given unto themselves to go ahead and do it anyways. It has one general. Here, I'll just give you the names. Tyranny Richard Levine. Okay, that's a man dressed as a woman. That's right up in the top left here. Then we have Admiral Major Rachel Jones, transgender U.S. Marines. Lloyd Austin, Defense Secretary, wearing a gorilla mask, a homosexual and a beast, one that's guilty of bestiality, which the Bible says that the consequence for bestiality is death. And then we have another colonel here, Brian T. Donnelly of the U.S. Army, with a sadomasochist dog mask on. No joke. And as I said to you yesterday, remember, it's your government that has appointed men dressed up as women to high positions in the branches of the United States military. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Again, just turn around, look at history. How do you predict the future, friends? Look to history. Same way you predict the past. Look to history. That's how you prevent what may be coming if you learn from the mistakes of the past. Matter of fact, when you go to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., one of the etched-in sayings or mottos or slogans is, study the past. Study the past. Why? So it doesn't rehearse itself. So it doesn't replay itself, right? That's how we prevent it. And scripturally, prevention is better than cure, so let's hold the scriptures so we don't have to learn the hard way. But America, you're setting yourselves up in a big way to learn the hard way all over again, especially you do-nothings. And there's a whole lot of them out there, let me tell you. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. 402-922-9933. Also wanted to let you know, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of that page as well, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. No doubt about it. Now, I told you a couple weeks ago that the media likes to put misinformation out there. The Mockingbird media. Go back and see the CIA's control over the Mockingbird media. That's its covert name. This has been known to the American people for a long time. They're the ones that control pretty much 99% of all the information you get. That's why they're attacking and censoring and suppressing outlets such as mine, because they don't want you to think outside of the way that they want you to think. Okay? Now, what I want you to see is, and I warn of this, they give you misinformation. And they tell you that there's victories when, in fact, the opposite is true. Let me give you a prime example of this. And I just brought this up last week, as a matter of fact. And you can put Isaiah 5, 20 up to it. Proverbs 19, 9, a false witness shall not go unpunished. And right now, Luke 12, 2 is coming to pass, because it's a mercy of God that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. What are you talking about? Well, the corporate media just told you that there's a major victory in freedom of speech. And I told you last week it wasn't true. And now someone picked up on it. FreedomPress.com reported corporate media, liberals misled public on SCOTUS speech ruling. Of course they did. They want you to believe, really what it's all about, friends, is for them to appease the do-nothings into causing them to believe that somehow or another that their constitutional rights are being secured. Not at all. Your freedom of speech, the bulwark of your freedom, is under attack like never before, because they want to drive every narrative that you get. That's why they own all the corporations globally, six corporations worldwide. And if you look at all the companies that are working together to do it, folks, it's all the companies today that are attacking you and the morality of this country. And friends, do understand that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And this is what they're attacking. They're subversives. The law's not on their side. They're operating in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution. This we all know. But again, going back to Freedom Press, it's interesting, they picked up on exactly what I said. Corporate media, liberals misled public. Yes, they're misleading the public, because what you see them promote on the East Coast, what are they doing in the middle of the United States, in the Midwest, namely Michigan? Well, they're trying to suppress and incriminate anybody that speaks out the sodomite agenda. And I've again, Americans, I just want to say for the record that your blood is free from my hands, that I've warned you of all of this faithfully, being a faithful witness that delivers souls. And what am I talking about? I told you before, and I used a parable of a movie from the 1970s. I believe it was in 1973. I used to like martial arts when I was a kid. What kid didn't? And what was interesting about it was called Kill or Be Killed. And just listening to that, you're either going to kill the bad guys, or the bad guys are going to kill you. And this is what I say to the American people, metaphorically and in parallel to the analogy or parable that I'm using right now. Either you're going to obey the law and condemn the wicked lawfully, or they're going to incriminate those that do nothing when they should do everything concerning their crimes. Look what's going on in Michigan. Michigan hate speech bill makes using wrong pronouns a felony. Every single representative in the state of Michigan should be rounded up lawfully right now, incarcerated for their violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So I was just highlighting the fact that the Mockingbird Media pushed a victory for freedom of speech. Here's the victory. They stay out of our business. And it's lawful speech, not subversive speech. See, now the lawful speech is being incriminated or assailed or polarized by the subversives that the American people tolerated in governments. And now we're under attack for obeying God and obeying the law. And it comes with the territory, no complaints, right? But I told you that it wasn't a victory concerning freedom of speech, which, by the way, is the bulwark of our freedoms. You lose that and you're going to be led as sheep to the slaughter, said George Washington, if it's ever taken away. Well, and I warned of this several times that I can think of. Michigan now says, oh, they call it hate speech. See, friends, again, they call the law hate because the law condemns them for their crimes. Did you know that in the state of Michigan right now, it's still in the books that the act of sodomy alone, friends, is a felony. And they have an attorney general there that is a sodomite. And look what's happening here, friends. You have a pro-murderer as a governor. They call her Governor Whitmer. And that's not, I don't believe they're demeaning her by throwing slang words upon her. No, she's already done that. She ran her re-election on a Ouija board and introduced her criminal wicked cabinet on a Ouija board. So they're calling her for who she really is. That is one dark soul, that woman. And you can see that she is advocating everything to destroy the state of Michigan and giving it over to the subversives. And again, look at this. Michigan hate speech bill makes using wrong pronouns as a felony. Folks, this is why you got to get busy. And I'm not going to sit here and try to kick you in the pants in the right direction. If you're not out of gratitude, thankful for those that sacrifice themselves to give you the freedoms that you have, I'm just here to say it, like it or lump it, and I love you to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you, and that is the truth, is this. You don't deserve the freedoms that you have, period. You're going to sit there and say nothing while all of this is going on? I mean, I'm just saying, say something. Right? To be silent when you should protest makes cowards of men. And that's exactly right. You're going to be held accountable for everything you say, and you're going to be held accountable for everything that you don't say. I don't know what people don't understand about that. They just look at it. It's just the false gospel in America that's been preached for so long. I want to show you how you do it. Look at this. This is a picture, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page for social media platforms. I'll paint the picture. If you're listening to us in one of the 159 cities or affiliates, the Georgian Orthodox Church, together with faithful people, stood up and blocked the LGBT procession and did not allow the desecration on the streets. Folks, look at all of the people that said, you are not going to do that here in Russia. Isn't that insane? My friend Frederick sent this over to me. Look at this. This is what I'm talking about. The foreign countries and the people of foreign countries act more like the posterity of our forefathers than the American people do, for the most part. What you're tolerating, they're standing up against. Why? Because they already understand the fruit that they're going to bear. They already understand what's going to go on. But here in America, here, let me show you something. This guy's he is a clown. Again, I'm not just name calling. He is a clown in the circus of politics. His name is Gavin Newsom. Again, they sold the people of California that he was there to represent the people of California. And this criminal, I mean, you want to talk about Barack Hussein Obama, foreign Barack Hussein Obama. Remember the guy that came out after his criminal presidency and he told the people in Kenya that he was born in Kenya, just like we try to tell you. But all the conservatives of the day wouldn't touch it because that wasn't politically correct. No, really what that means is they didn't love you enough to tell you the truth and hold that criminal in the People's White House accountable for his crimes. But Gavin Newsom is his twin brother. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's arrogant. He's cocky. It took no discipline for him to get to the position that he is now in attacking the very people that he swore to protect, magnifying the laws in doing so, and ensuring their freedoms and ensuring their God-given rights. Well, this guy's done just the exact opposite, and you can see the arrogancy of who he is and what he stands for. But I'm here. Here's the good news to all the bad guys. It's short-lived. Life is but a vapor, applies to all of us. Just want to make clear, it applies to all of us. Life is but a vapor. The Bible tells Christians to redeem the time, make the most of their time, okay? That's what the bad guys are doing, is making the most of their time. But really what they don't realize is they're hastening themselves to the judgment seat of Christ, regardless if they want to admit it or not. Every knee is going to bow and confess that my big brother, the captain of my salvation, who's alive forevermore, sitting at the right hand of my heavenly Father, they're going to bow their knee to him at the end of their days, because they will have an end to their days just like the rest of us. Now, I'm also saying this for the very purpose that it tells us that there's none that are able to save their own souls alive. They want you to believe that they're going to live forever. They've created a world, folks, of deception. They've deceived themselves into believing that when they die that they're going to go into some sort of heaven because they're the enlightened ones. They're sadly mistaken, because they should learn from the very one that was kicked out of heaven, their father, the father of lies, the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and they can't figure that out, friends, but yet that's all they do is lie, steal, and destroy. And they still think that they're doing the right thing, all the while knowing that they're doing the wrong thing. Hey, friends, I got a question for you, and I'm speaking to people that are monitoring me right now. Why do you lie? I want to tell you why you lie. Because you know the truth. You lie because you know the truth, and your war is against the truth. You love darkness rather than the light to your own demise. Now, how much common sense does it take to say that if I want to move on, I want the lights on, I don't want them off? Jesus said, follow me, I am the light of the world. He said, follow me while you have the light, because darkness is coming. It's coming. And it's either good or bad. Regardless of how you have sown your life, into the lives of other people. But again, I want to go back and tell you, bad guys, listen carefully. No man is able to save his own soul alive. You know, I'm sorry, in this country, the American people have given you a free hand to go out and act the way that you are. You know, the devils that you are. The fact of the matter is, not everybody's going to bend the knee and allow you to be the devil. They're not going to allow the devil to have one square inch in their lives. And that includes you, bad guys. And my message to you is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because as I've said, and I want to say it again, if you're lying and you're stealing and you're killing for somebody else, what makes you believe that when they're done using you, they're not going to do the same thing? And if you know anything about history, you got to know that it's just a matter of time before you figure out your vulnerability and they begin to do it to you too. Without you, they can't commit their crimes against innocent people. Without you, they cannot do it. And here, I want to show you this, because Gavin Newsom is a prime example of that. A prime example. Also read Revelation 21, starting in verse 8 as well. Look at the arrogance of this devil's minion. He is a piece of work. Look at the arrogance. He's confronted by a woman concerning genital mutilation. Check this out.
Our children.
How are you doing, Leslie?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you, Governor Newsom?
Do you know what a detransitioner is? Do you know Chloe Cole at the age of 15?
This is an attorney confronting him.
Because of
she is actually there to protect a family from the governor, and she had the internal fortitude to go confront him to his face.
Sure. No one stopped her. She was mentally unwell.
Yeah, I mean, I just had a...
You can't get a tattoo until you're 18. You can't date until you're 18. You can't go in a tanning salon. But young girls and young boys who
have
their body parts removed.
Yeah, children are being ripped off from their families in California.
Send you letters.
And the governor is giving orders to go ahead to steal their children and do what you will with them if they want to transition. This is insane, friends. This is America. This is America.
Kids commit suicide 19 times more after being...
Yeah, we already know the statistics, but the governor doesn't want to hear a thing about it.
About their kids being able to...
Okay, and then this little guy, he waits until Newsom's gone before he starts to confront him.
What do you have to
say? But see, here again is a perfect example of why the women do what they do in this country, because they have to. The men do nothing, and I'm not talking about all men. This is a prime example. The little guy filming all of this, friends, he lets the woman, the attorney woman, confront Gavin Newsom concerning his crimes against families in California and against children. And then what happens? He waits for Gavin to walk away, and then he starts to confront him like a good little coward. My goodness, folks, the point that I was making here was the arrogance of Gavin Newsom. America, America, you're way too young to die. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to get to our main topic. Why did the true story, Sound of Freedom, hit every...
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Formal lab tests are confirming cocaine was found in a common area of the West Wing at the White House. Secret Service is conducting an investigation to try to determine who brought it in. The small dime-sized bag was found by Secret Service Sunday night while President Biden and his family were away at Camp David for the holiday weekend. Severe weather is continuing to threaten the central United States today. Forecasters say severe storms are likely from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock and west toward Wichita, Amarillo, and Denver. Travelers are continuing to see issues at airports as people head home from their 4th of July holiday. FlightAware reporting at least 1,500 flights have been delayed within, into, or out of the United States today. That's on top of over at least 100 flights that have been canceled. Tim Berg, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Guys, don't wait till the last segment. Stick to the topic because we're going to get to the main topic right now, 1-866-582-9933. On the 4th of July, and we did live radio yesterday, we took the time to go support Jim Caviezel's movie, Sound of Freedom. And we went and watched it, and I watched the whole show, and nothing really surprised me as to what we were seeing. At the very end of the movie, after going through a plethora of how this black market is in operation. By the way, we've known the government's been doing this for a long time. And again, this is a representation of the people. Every country deserves the government that it has. If the American people would put a stop to it, it would stop globally. Okay? That's not freedom. That's crime. But what was interesting is I watched the video, or the movie, Sound of Freedom, with Jim Caviezel in it. And it showed these kids being ripped off. And then how one individual took the time to go capture and rescue the two kids that were ripped off from a certain family. That's all I'm going to tell you. Outside of what caught me more than anything. What caught me more than anything is what Jim Caviezel said at the end of the movie. So as the credits are rolling, it says a special message in 3 minutes. And so I started to watch. I waited and I watched the message coming from Jim Caviezel. And it was, I mean, the guy's all heart. He really, truly is. And I don't see any guile in this man. I see him for doing what he believes to do. And there's nobody that can kick up against anything that this movie represents in any sense of the word. I mean, who could be against a guy rescuing children that were ripped off from their families? Oh, but let me tell you, there's people out there that do it. Yeah, there is. Matter of fact, someone came back after I released my article this morning. Why did the true story Sound of Freedom hit every obstacle in the making and releasing of the movie on sonsoflibertymedia.com? And then someone said, this is misinformation, this is lies, this, that, and the other thing. Why would you even kick up against that? At the very beginning of the movie, it said, based on true events. Okay? Based on true events. Doesn't mean that everything has to be exactly or the names that have to be exact. No, they probably changed the name to protect the innocent. This is what people do. They strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. But going back to the end of the movie and listening to a special message, Jim Caviezel said that in the making and the release of the movie, he said, we have hit every roadblock imaginable. We've hit every roadblock imaginable in the making and the releasing of the movie Sound of Freedom. Why? Why do you think? Hey, friends, seriously, let's not pretend with the enemy, okay? Let's not pretend like we don't know who's responsible for what's going on. I mean, over the last month, I highlighted the crimes that are being government-backed, that are being committed against innocent children in public schools. I've even given you the titles, which is about 100 titles. I gave you that link yesterday, the day before, whatever day it was. Who's backing all of this? The government. Who's appointing men dressed as women in government positions? The government. Who do you think's responsible for the blocking, the making, and the releasing of the movie Sound of Freedom? And an expose on the black market. Who do you think's behind all of that? Oh, you probably didn't know this neither, but I'm about ready to tell you. Did you know that the movie Sound of Freedom, you ready for this, was made over 5 years ago? Did you hear me? The movie was made over 5 years ago. That's how long it took them to remove all the obstacles. So you could see the movie Sound of Freedom. You want to talk about sacrifice? You want to talk about blood, sweat, and tears? Let me ask the people, where is it not in your heart to get behind putting a stop to those that are violating little children? And again, why is it that the American people think that's all the further they have to go is just go see the movie Sound of Freedom and give them a little money and then you did your part? And then go around and claim the victory for Christians for finally getting the movie out. No, it goes a lot further than that. It goes a lot further than that. Faith without works is dead, my friends. James 2:14 through 26. But it just caught me. That was the most impactful part of this true story that Jim Caviezel just put out called Sound of Freedom. The movie theater, by the way, was packed. I was happy to see that. It was absolutely packed, and I was more than pleased to see that, which only goes to show us all that a majority of the American people know that there's something seriously wrong inside of the halls of government that they would advocate for stealing children through the CPS, through foster care. And I'm not saying every single one, but Tim Brown has had enough people on his show to show you, and same thing with our friend in Montana, Jim White, exposing the CPS for ripping children off. You just watched a video during the last segment, friends, of Governor Newsom, who's a plant, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's a subversive. He is clearly a communist to who we are as a people in this country, and he's allowed to remain by millions of people in California. This applies to the United States. And it shows you, again, an exhibition of a lack of gratitude concerning the sacrifice that was given to have the freedoms in which they have today. And why was this woman confronting Gavin Newsom? Because he is giving permission, somehow or another, created out of thin air, to go ahead and tell the CPS to go ahead and steal kids from their parents if they want to transition. Even if they don't, they already know that they're mentally unstable. This is about, and I've said it before, and I will say it again, it's about usurping parental authority. Why these people have not been rounded up by the American people for the crimes that are being committed against us on a 24/7 basis? We have provision in the Constitution to do so for violating the laws that they're supposed to uphold, for violating their sworn oaths, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23:23, why they have not lawfully been rounded up, incarcerated, and dealt with lawfully, bewilders me to no end. I want to say this again. I'm highlighting right now Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom. Went and seen it yesterday. Fantastic. I don't think it was difficult to see if your head is not stuck in the sand because you know what's going on. This is a global networking going on, friends, where they're stealing children. We've known this for a long time in this country. Again, if you haven't seen Conspiracy of Silence, folks, look what they did locally. Oh, and don't forget about the people that died trying to get the information concerning the corrupt politicians in the White House that were pedophiles sexually trafficking children during the late 80s and the 90s. This was going on in the 70s and the 60s as well. They're compromised and they're extorted men. That's why they're working against the people. Okay? Now let me go back to this. Because I see a lot of people just joined us. I went and seen the movie yesterday. There was during the credits, a window. It said 3 minutes special message coming from Jim Caviezel. And he said that every roadblock imaginable during the making and the releasing of the movie Sound of Freedom, exposing child trafficking, he said they met it. And what really took me back, and it didn't surprise me, but it was the most impactful moment of the whole movie for me, is when he said, this movie was made 5 years ago. It took them 5 years to get Sound of Freedom to your front door. Now, I want to go back to something that I just highlighted, and I'm going to go there, the child trafficking documentary. That some in Congress did not want you to hear about. If you see this was back in the 80s. I was just talking about Conspiracy of Silence, Homosexual Prostitution Inquiry and Snares, VP Reagan and Bush. I know that some of you people are so blind to the obvious that you still just, oh, no way that could have been Reagan. No way that could have been Bush. Oh, my goodness. Kids are naming Bush. Paul Benazzi being one of them. But look at this. This was the front page, and of course it was shut down instantaneously. If you've not seen this documentary, Conspiracy of Silence, do yourself a favor and do it. This has been going on for a long time in this country. Let's listen to this guy says.
2,500 children are kidnapped and murdered in this country every year. Americans, for the most part, are oblivious to what's really going on behind the scenes.
This is former FBI Ted Gunderson.
March 1979. At that time, I was in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division. I had more than 700 personnel under my command. And in that particular instance, they were taking children out of foster homes, orphanages, Boys Town.
There's Boys Town.
2-, 3-, and 4-year-old children,
yep,
before they enter kindergarten. In addition,
this is your government,
that they were flown into the mountains where they were involved with adults in robes, black robes, chanting candles. They talked about the brown babies who were cut up, actually sacrificed, and flying them to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies.
Okay, there you go.
With prominent people.
Yep, Ted Gunderson, former FBI.
Certain people in the White House.
Yep. See, I don't know why it is, folks, but people they're afraid to say it was George Bush Sr. that they're continuously exposing. This was Ted Gunderson exposing the pedophile rings in the White House in D.C. with certain senators and congressmen. Now, obviously, Ted's not with us any longer, but folks, I'm going to get back to more information that you may have not received in the past. I want to give you some more in just a moment here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I should almost, I just want you to see this really quick. I'm highlighting Sound of Freedom and how Jim Caviezel said at the very end of the movie that every roadblock imaginable was hit in making and releasing this movie. And the movie was made 5 years before I seen it yesterday. They were blocked at every given turn. Why? Because it exposes what the government's doing today, friends. Mask off. Yesterday I played a video of on sonsoflibertymedia.com here, this guy exposing the facts concerning the transgender and the crimes that they're committing. Oh, by the way, did you just see this? And it was in, I believe it was in Philadelphia. Here, I'm going to go over really quick because this just came to my aid. It was something that Tim just put up this morning. And it was, did you see this? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BLM, all five members, this must have been one of them. Black Lives Matter's trans delusional terrorist arrested in the Philadelphia mass shooting that killed five people, injuring two children. When is it that you're going to figure out what this is all about? Hey, folks, also consider not only did Barack Obama, but also Gavin Newsom released how many felons, tens of thousands of felons, back out onto the streets of America, illegals as well. You better understand this isn't a game as to what we're a part of right now. This is a huge opportunity for us to respond lawfully as to what's going on and stand with good government in the process. Here's another one for you. I highlighted this some time ago. Said representatives in Minnesota want to strike anti-pedophile language from state statutes. Folks, that's all they're doing is showing you who they are. They're revealing themselves to you is what they're doing. They've known this, friends, since that of 1987, February 19th through the 21st, through Michael Swift concerning the gay manifesto. This has been known to us for a long time. And it's not just all the bad guys that we know in government. It's also those that are being sold to you. Here's a list of the pedophiles that were at Jeffrey Epstein's place. Donald Trump called him a good guy, a good man. The list goes on. Obviously, Clinton was there. And thousands of them. I mean, I did a whole list of this. Here's Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. Prince Andrew, he was busted publicly. Remember, that's all he had to do was say he was sorry. Here's Bill Clinton. Oh, the list goes on. Actor Spacey, he was busted for pedophilia. He got a slap on the hand, too, friends. See, this is what happens when you allow them to do the things that they're doing. See, all those that are slapping them on their hands for the crimes committed against children are those that are guilty of it. And why do the American people allow this to happen? It's the fox guarding the chicken coop. Here's another one. Former Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta, okay, another pedophile. The list goes on. There's women that were pedophiles, too. It's not just Clinton's one of them. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Elon Musk has been there. I don't know why. Hey, what is it with the American people? Every time they throw another savior to you, you have to learn the hard way. Have you not learned from Albert Pike, who said when the people need a hero, we'll deliver them up? They're delivering you up people that betray you continuously. And Elon Musk is one of those. If you haven't seen him on Halloween, friends, Google it. The guy's a blatant Satanist. You had all these big tech folks from Vanity Fair. Bill Gates was there. I mean, the list goes on and on of all these people, friends, that were a part of that pedophile ring with Epstein. So don't act like you didn't know what was going on, because you know what's going on. And it's going on, and the guilty are those that are being sold to you as the good guys through the media. My goodness, folks. You know, Caviezel even talks about here that people that think that our presidents are our presidents, namely Joe Biden. Here, as a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and play this for you really quick, and you can hear what he has to say, but I want to cover something before the end of the show here today.
Is the president of the United States. Do you really think he's running our country?
Talking about Biden.
Who above him? Who are the puppeteers? Here's how you'll know. Everything I've said is the truth. When they come out and they just blast me, they have to. They have no choice, because the devil has no choice in this matter.
Amen.
God is coming for him, and I'm talking about the Christ Jesus God. That is the one that's coming after him, and there's a big storm coming, and they know it. So they have to go and threaten you with everything from Q, Anon, or whatever they want to say. Do you know what Q really means? It means question. That's what one of these people told me. And I said, well, that seems like a good thing. Anon, question, right? Anon's then go out and research it to see if it's true. Because we've been fed their lies. Think about Monday. What happened? A Durham report was dropped. The FBI, the CIA, all of these guys are involved. Now, I know it's not all of them. The lower guys are probably just crying. But I'm asking you, warriors, to come out and tell the truth. If we would just...
Yeah, so he's making a plea to the bad guys, or those that are in these agencies, to come out and expose the bad guys that they're working for, is what he's doing. So let me do this. I want to go back to this child trafficking documentary again, Conspiracy of Silence. And I want you to check this out, folks. Listen carefully, because I only have so much time, okay? Conspiracy of Silence is a documentary that exposed the network of religious leaders and Washington politicians, okay, who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies. This is in the 80s. Many children suffered the indignity of wearing nothing but their underpants and a number displayed on a piece of cardboard hanging from their necks while being auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas, Nevada, Toronto, and Canada. That's a fact. That's a fact. At the last minute before airing, unknown congressman threatened to cable TV industry with restrictive legislation if the documentary was ever aired. In other words, if you play this documentary exposing us for our crimes against children, we're going to restrict free speech. What are they doing? Almost immediately, unknown persons who ordered all copies destroyed purchased the rights to the documentary. A copy of the videotape was furnished anonymously to former Nebraska State Senator and Attorney John DeCamp, he's no longer with us, who made it available to retired FBI agent Ted L. Gunderson. Okay? On Tuesday, May 3rd, 1994, the video that you're about to watch, Conspiracy of Silence, was scheduled to air on Discover Channel. Influential members of Congress applied pressure to the cable industry to stop the airing of the program and to destroy all copies. Okay, they were paid $250,000 to stop, and they did. Okay, money became their master rather than protecting the children. Okay, John DeCamp has written an eye-opening peek into the CIA, Boys Town, and the use of sex in politics. Number one, the CIA uses young boys to ensnare politicians and then blackmails them. Yes, absolutely. The FBI is the garbage detail dredging up political crimes in catering away the mess or carting away the mess, threatening those who do not back off. Men have died in the process. If you've not seen Conspiracy of Silence, you'll learn that. At the highest levels of government, we find the vermin who are directing horrific wars all over the world, said John DeCamp. The government will imprison, smear, or assassinate anyone with the knowledge of those who preserve sexual crimes against them. Number five, politicians use Boys Town as a department store so they could corrupt and use young kids for sex and as drug couriers to traffic drugs. Omaha, number six, Omaha, Nebraska has been the breeding ground of sexual perversion. Number seven, that's Boys Town, by the way, a Catholic orphanage. Number seven, former CIA director William Colby was assassinated for speaking out. Not that he was a good guy. Number eight, George H.W. Bush, picked up for the CIA by corrupt Warren Commission member Gerald Ford, took over the CIA when Colby was fired. Okay, so it's all inner workings. Who's demoted and who's promoted. As today, journalists and investigators are smeared or killed if they search for the truth. As then it goes on and on and on and on. Folks, this goes all the way back to the likes of Kinsey, which, by the way, was all funded by that of Rockefeller's. The list goes on. It's just never ending. Now, here's the thing that I want to make clear here, because I see it on social media platforms. There's a lot of people joining us right now. There's a lot of people that already know who the bad guys are. And I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 times more. You're adding strength to tyranny by allowing them to re-engage and attack on another day. We know what they're guilty of. How many times, let me say just for an example, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, how many times have they been exposed for their crimes? Drug trafficking in MENA, Arkansas. There's a whole documentary called The Clinton Chronicles. Eerie, but all testimonials of the crimes of the Clintons. What do you see? How Hillary Clinton's thrown up before Trey Gowdy. Nothing ever happens. Crime after crime, scandal after scandal. We know that they're trafficking children. We've known that for years, the Clintons. Just them alone. But we've known this for decades. But yet, what do you see? You see no justice. You see the establishment protect them in their crimes against children over and over. Hey, folks, here's the deal. We're going to answer to the Lord for what we do and what we don't do. It's time to get out there, see Sound of Freedom, and tell me what your thoughts are. I love you by what we do.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.